7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That is not the correct time, because it is actually 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. 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 Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Join me for the next 29 and a half minutes for lots of fun and lots of adventure and lots of tea. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, daddy. Okay, one more. What kind of tea are you drinking today, Tobe? Well, I'm still on the Chi Guan Yin. Whew, can't get enough of it, ever. It's the yummiest tea, and I would love to sit here and tell you more about how great the tea is, but A, you should already know, and B, it's time to get out of the car. Because it's a beautiful day. And when I say beautiful, oh daddy, I mean it's a Tobe-style day. It is sunny, with a few wisps of cloud here and there in the sky. But best of all, it's only 10 degrees Celsius. I'm wearing shorts, but I'm wearing my coat. Well, when I say my coat, it's not really a coat. It's, you know, it's just a little sweatshirt. It's not even a thick sweatshirt. It's just a long sleeve thing, and I'm not sure why I'm even wearing it. Oh, I know why I'm wearing it, because I put it on this morning as soon as I got up to avoid any muscle problems. We got people walking their dogs out here today. And I gotta tell you some neighborhood news. I'm down at the creek, and when I was driving over here about 8 minutes ago, I noticed two things. One, they're working on the house across the street. Somebody's in there doing something. I guess the house is being flipped. I don't think anybody's going to be moving in there anytime soon. And then the other thing is, when I was pulling up here, you know, we are only, what, maybe 60 meters or less from the chicken house. And when I say the chicken house, long-time committee members will remember that this is the house that is secretly keeping chickens in their backyard, which is illegal. We are in a city, and you cannot keep livestock inside the city limits. Of course, there are some places where this is okay. There are some weird grandfather-clawed areas in town where you can have horses. So that happens. But this is not one of those areas. Damn it. Web face. Just walking under the canopy now. Straight into a web. Okay, where is the rest of it? Let's try to avoid the rest of it. I'll probably forget that it's there on the way out, and I'll probably walk through it again. But anyway, over at the chicken house, they have a garden. There's a garden on the corner. You know, that's a house that's on the corner. It's on the intersection of two streets. And on that little corner of their lawn, they've grown a little flower garden. It looks like it's wildflowers and weird stuff. And there's a sign in front of it that says, pollinator-friendly garden. It's a pollinator-friendly garden. Okay, which raises the question, how can you have a non-pollinator-friendly garden? Oh wait, yeah, I figured it out. You know, all gardens need pollination, right? So all gardens are going to be pollinator friendly, you would think. No, not all gardens are pollinator friendly. What if you had a garden that was all Venus flytraps and pitcher plants and other kinds of plants that ate bugs? Or you could have a garden full of the types of plants that attract camouflaged predators or mimic predators. Mimicry predators are probably some of my favorite in the world. So I guess you could potentially have a pollinator unfriendly garden, which makes me laugh. Okay, I'm down here on the valley floor. I'm looking up into the trees, looking for owls. I don't immediately see any, but there's some weird chirp, chirp, chirpery going on around. Where is this happening? I don't know. There's bird noises in the trees. There are leaves falling off the trees. Something else has happened. Somebody's been down here since we were down here yesterday. The shopping cart, the grocery cart, the shopping trolley has been pulled out of the water and is now just standing upright on the sandbar where we stand to retrieve balls that are in the deep part of the water. There are human footprints down there, small ones, probably kids from the junior high. We're very close to the junior high school. There's more footprints down here, even littler ones. Oh, and I see some Mati tracks. Mati footprints. So junior high kids have been playing down here, apparently. They decided to slightly move the shopping trolley. The grocery cart. How did that even get here? Is what I don't understand. Yeah, the nearest grocery store. Nobody walked home from the nearest grocery store with it. You know, it's not one of those deals. And I can't tell what store it's from just from where I'm standing. But anyway, I'm going to walk upstream here a little bit, getting my exercise. The wind is blowing around on the surface, but I'm protected down here in the valley, and the wind is blowing all the dead leaves off the trees, and the leaves are falling down around me and on me. I've been attacked by a leaf. I'm the victim of a vicious leaf attack. Leaf attack. Leaf attack. Okay, so other than leaves falling around, I'm not seeing much action. Not seeing much in the way of interesting golf balls. There's some white ones in the water back there. So what? I'm going to walk up here and check some mushroomy areas. Let's check for mushrooms. Let's see if we can find some fungus. Fungus today. Finding some fungus down in the creek. Gonna find some, haven't seen any since last week. Gonna find some fungus, gonna find us some yummy fungus, ooh, yummy fungus. What the hell? Yeah, don't know where I was going with that, but you know, whatever. That kind of happens. All right, we need to check logs. First log. Checking. No fungus on the log. Broken walnut shell. Squirrels have been eating around here. Okay, let's move on to the next log. The next loggity-loggity area. Okay, what have we got around here? What have we got around here for logs? We've got small logs. Skinny logs. And we don't really have much fungus going on here. I wasn't sure if it rained last night or not. I sort of thought that it did, but maybe it didn't. If it did, it didn't rain much. It's dry. He says, wait, we better check this log. Oh wait, is this the log that has the coral in it? Yeah. This coral is crispy. Crispy and burnt. Old coral mushrooms, maybe some more will grow. Ooh, what's this under here? Oh. Uh-huh. Hey, that's neat. Never seen that. This is more coral. More coral growing on the log and on this tree that the log is leaning up against. Ooh, there's some under there too. Old coral, but it has spored out. And there's just this white dust under there. And yeah, that's good. That's good. We need spores. Sporing out. That makes more mushrooms later. Yay, we like spores. Alright, I'm keep on moving. What do we got up here? Bark wash, stick wash everywhere. Looking around, checking for those fungus buddies of mine. Where could they be? Why can't I see them today? They got to be around here. What's on this log? There's nothing on this log. But this log is saying, hey, look at me, I'm in great shape to become mushroom food. I have to agree. I agree, Mr. Log. Alright, more big pile of medium-sized logs. Nothing's going on. Nothing's growing on, I should say. And I say, hey! I try to hit the right pitch, Tob. And I said, hey, yeah. What's growing on this log? What's growing on? Hey. Oh, damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. I got real excited for a few seconds because I said, oh, there's a puffball. No, that's not a puffball. It's just a dirty white golf ball on some dirt. What is it? It's a Max Fly number 3. Of course, it's white and boring. Why did I pick it up? So it won't fool me into thinking it's a puffball mushroom again. I'm going to throw it in the creek. Splash. That's what you get for trying to be a mushroom. You golf ball. Okay. We have pretty much come up to the last mushroom zone. Log zone. Jeez. And the sun is, damn it, here's another one. Got excited for another 1 second. It's a dirty golf ball in the mud under a log. I thought it was a mushroom, but it's not. It's a Top Flight number 7. Into the creek you go. Right here by my logs, next to mushrooms. Oh my God, here's another one. Another one. This time, it's a Titleist number 5, but it didn't fool me because now my brain is thinking golf balls. Where's this golf ball going? Is it going in my pocket? Hell no, going into the creek. Splash! Stupid golf balls. All right, what am I doing? I'm climbing around on this business and I'm trying to get my camera turned on. Because I wonder if there's a shot here. Oh, not really. The sun's in the wrong spot. The sun is the wrong way. Bad sun. And now I'm walking through webs and crap too. Standing in a spider web. I took a picture. I'm trying to take a picture of some mushrooms. on this stump. Had to lean through a bunch of spider webs, and I almost fell down. But that's okay. Now, I want to take one last look right over here to see if there's anything. Yeah, see, we need to go over here too. Okay, maybe we'll need to work our way in here a little bit further. A big web, not going any further. I don't see anything over here anyway. There's probably something hiding behind here. Probably something that we're going to miss, but I'm why is there so many damn webs today? Right, so. Well, there's not been a lot of action down here. We've seen evidence of marmots. We've seen evidence of humans. We've seen evidence of fungus. But no owls. Do owls migrate? We've discussed this a number of times. Where did my owls go? I don't know. Anywho, I'm heading back in the direction whence I came. And I think... Ow! Whatever that plant was, it has defenses. It has thorns, and those thorns just raked across my leg. I've been attacked by a plant. Again, all these plants are trying to kill me. No, I love plants. I love plants, and I recognize their role in my lifestyle. Number one, they serve to maintain my environment. They produce the oxygen that I like to breathe. Some of the plants even provide the building materials that I enjoy so much. Wood. You know I like to make things out of wood. Did you know that wood is a plant? It's true. Wood actually comes from trees. You're welcome. This is an educational science type show. What else do I love about plants? Oh, well, lots of things, including but not limited to. Some plants are one of my favorite things to eat. They're so delicious. Ow. I almost tripped over a stick. In fact, I'm going to have some plants today. Yummy, yummy plants. But right now, I think I'm going to climb up out of the creek. Yeah. So let's get up here. Is it slippery? It's kind of... Oh, wow. Wow, now this is interesting. Here's where I slipped yesterday. When we were down here, I stepped on the leaves and I went... Whoop! And so there's this little slide. There's this little area where my foot displaced dirt and it made it flat and slick. And right now, right where I stepped, there is a marmot track. There's a fat marmot footprint right here, and it's perfect footprint. I can see all his toes. I can see his claws. Yeah. Marmots and I walk in the exact same places. That means I must be a marmot. Oh, I'm so happy to find out that I have marmot spirit. So happy, in fact, that I'm going to plug in the MP3 player now and hit random play for the drive home. Thank you. Some Justin Johnson there for us, doing LaGrange by ZZ Top, and I love that track. That's one of my favorite tracks of his, because that's him just jamming live with a looper. And if you go back and listen to that and consider what he needs to do to get that to come off, that's really great. And that's the song in which he's playing his, he's got that cool double neck guitar. It's like a double neck Telecaster. The top neck is baritone and the bottom neck is regular, i.e. boring. Regular stuff is boring, right, Peppa? Yeah, Peppa has arrived. And what is she doing? Well, If you had to guess, what would you think? If you said doing kitty business, you'd be correct. Almost immediately after I got home, I had to sit down here and assemble the kitty business pit. And so now the cat's sitting here trying to make me bleed. Yeah, but you can't get your claws through the thick blanket because I got kitty banky armor. I got the armor. You can't get me. Ha ha. Kitty stuff. Yeah. So if Pippa has arrived, where's everybody else? Where's Ghost Bear? I guess we have no choice but to take attendance.
Okay. Brenda?
Is Brenda here? Oh, yeah. There's Brenda. Now, should I fund that? Can I fund it?
Fund it.
Thank you.
Present. Astronomic Kate.
All right, Astronomical Cat is here.
Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
How typical Ghost Bear. Wait, what?
Oh, Ghost Bear, I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that wacky Ted. Oh, he got killed by Ghost Bear. Again. How very typical. Ghost Bear, he's so dangerous, but why is it always Ted? Why is it always Ted that's getting murdered? You know, I gotta wonder, why can't Ghost Bear go after somebody like, oh, I don't
Boy,
know.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
Kirk
what?
Cameron?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Ghost Bear.
Your 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe up the blood, because Ghost Bear walks in and he rips Kirk Cameron's head off, and then 1981 Mom walks in and says,
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just getting murdered by Ghost Bear, 1981 Mom, and you are next. Nobody likes 1981 Mom, right, Peppa? Yeah, nobody likes 1981 Mom, nobody likes Kirk Cameron. Everybody likes synthesizers. So, yeah. Is it synthesizer time? Not really. I can't do synthesizer stuff. Cat stuff at the same time. The cat says, why have you stopped petting me?
Because I had to turn on the synthesizer. I had to turn on the synthesizer.
Cats, they don't understand synthesizers, but they like all of the wires that stick out of them. Yeah, you think it's kitty spaghetti, don't you? Because you're wrong. You're wrong, kitty. You don't know how to do synthesizers. You just think everything is for kitties to chew on.
Is it fun to chew on?
Yes. My cat says, what are you doing? You're so crazy. Why don't you just get that damn show over with so we can do some more kitty business? And I say,
oh, that's a good idea. I think I will.
You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Thank you.
All right now. Coming up next is Harry Lurie hosting Something Blue on Anon Radio. Stay tuned for blues, jazz, and other American roots music as played by musicians in the Delta and from all over the world. That's Something Blue, coming up next on Anon Radio. Welcome to Something Blue. I'm Harry Lurie, and I've got the blues for you. Thank you.
Yes, dance, move your body like it. Ain't no party like this. The way you move, you nice with. They gon' have to like it. Ain't no use to fight it. Let the music get you. Piano lift you. Bass drum hit you. I like your figure. Coca-Cola bottle. This groove make me feel like I won the lotto. And I don't know tomorrow, but I know this day. Long as you with me, everything's okay.
All right, now that's Kenny Garrett playing Backyard Groove. Before that, he did the title track of his new album, Do Your Dance. And kicking us off tonight, we heard Elephant Nine play Sojourn. I'm Harry Larry, host of Something Blue. Visit the Something Blue website at sbblues.com to listen anytime. Okay, now, here's Elephant Nine playing Throughout the Worlds, followed by Dave Holland with 2020.